It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
A really good job support today. Port strike's over and busy in downtown LA. We got a corruption case sentencing and looks like we got a new police chief.
Yeah, she's been teasing an announcement for a while now, and it looks like today is the day that LA's Mayor Karen Bass will go public with her pick for the next LAPD chief. Our chief correspondent, Charles Feldman, has been working his sources and joins us live. Hi, Charles.
Hi, good morning. Yes, the news conference that's scheduled for 9 this morning is going to be to announce who the new chief of the Los Angeles Police Department is. One insider, in fact, tells me that, and I'm quoting, the announcement will make L.A. safer. Well, of course, we'll have to wait and see about that. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, as we all know, the mayor was presented with three possible choices. It doesn't mean necessarily that she chose from one of those three. She has the ability to reach outside that trio, but we'll find that out a little bit later. But in any event, that is what the news conference is about. And so finally, LAPD will have a new permanent chief, this after the retirement months ago of Michael Moore.
All right, thanks, Charles. And the three finalists, by the way, according to various sources, Deputy Chief Imada Tingrides, former Assistant Chief Bobby Arcos, and former L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald. 9 o'clock this morning. We'll be on it.
There's a former deputy mayor linked to a pay-to-play scheme at L.A. City Hall set to be sentenced this morning. Raymond Chan found guilty of a dozen federal criminal counts in a corruption scandal involving former city councilman Jose Huizar. Huizar's already been sentenced, set to surrender any day now to start that prison term. Here's our Craig Figner.
He pleaded guilty in January of accepting $1.5 million in cash and other bribes, got a 13-year prison sentence. Now disgraced, former Los Angeles councilmember Jose Huizar is scheduled to begin that sentence this Monday, no later than the noon hour. In a recent court filing, Huizar's attorneys asked for a delay to move surrender to December 2nd. They cited the reason as a new and unexpected and extraordinary event. Government prosecutors did not object, but still the U.S. Attorney's Office is telling KNX News that Huizar's sentence is still on for this Monday.
Guy accused of starting the Line fire in San Bernardino County has been linked to it through DNA. Investigators say they found it on an ignition device described as a legal paper wrapped around some coins. He faces 14 felony counts, and the fire cost $82 million, they say, to fight. Injured four firefighters, destroyed one structure while damaging four others, and he's due in court later this month.
Death toll from Hurricane Helene up to 215 in the U.S. North Carolina, one of the states hit the hardest. Hundreds are still missing. Local sheriffs says they will continue that search.
We're coming. We're coming to get you. We're coming to pick up our people that's out there. Your safety and well-being are our highest priority, and we will not rest until you are secure and that you are being cared for.
Week ago, it hit still 750,000 customers without power.
Dock workers at the ports in the East and Gulf Coast back on the job this morning after the union suspended its strike after reaching a temporary deal with the port operators. This is about the pay. The two sides agreed to go back to the bargaining table in a few months on the other major issue, that's automation, and try to reach an agreement by mid-January. The Port of Baltimore International Longshoremen's Association vice president is Scott Cowan.
They can provide, put food on the table, pay their bills. They don't have to worry anymore, possibly losing their cars or their homes or anything like that. You know, we're just coming back off of a major catastrophe, maritime tragedy with the bridge collapse. We were out of work for 2 months. Now we're out of work for a few more days. We're very excited to be back.
On the pay issue, the employers initially said we'll give you 50%. The union wanted 75%, and eventually they agreed to a 62% pay increase.
Massive blasts rocking the southern suburbs in Beirut. A state-run news agency in Lebanon reporting more than 10 airstrikes in the area. Here's a BBC reporter.
Lebanon's capital has been hit by another wave of Israeli strikes, comparable in size, eyewitnesses say, to those which killed the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah last week. Reports quoting Israeli sources said the target was believed to be Hashem Safia Din, Nasrallah's cousin and presumed successor as leader of the Lebanese militant group.
Israel's bombings in Lebanon killing more than 1,000 people, according to the Lebanese health ministry, forcing people to leave their homes. And meantime, Iran's supreme leader praising their recent missile strike on Israel, saying they are ready to do it again if necessary. 20 minutes of nonstop news presented by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. Jobs report Friday, big one today, way up over August, way better than forecast. 245,000 jobs for September. Who do we talk to? University of St. Thomas economics professor Tyler Shipper.
Wow, strength. These are the words and phrases that we're seeing. So we're going to start with your word on the economic report. What is it?
So my word is actually going to be giddy, but at the same time, I want to kind of modulate the vibes here a little bit, that remembering that in a job market that is maybe solid, we're going to see a good report now and then, we're going to see a bad report now and then, and to remember to like think about the big picture and the longer term trend.
He is modulating vibes.
The vibes.
I like it. But overall, I mean, up and down, and then it all kind of works out to what? Something that's healthy?
Absolutely. And the catchphrase that Jerome Powell's been using recently has been solid, that the labor market is in solid shape. And I think the Federal Reserve is going to be looking at this as something of a vindication. There were some worries that maybe they had acted too late, but this seems to be putting them in the place where we're still generating a healthy amount of jobs. And hopefully those Fed rate cuts are still going to kick in at a point that leaves us in really good shape going forward.
Well, this seems like great news for the Democrats leading up to the election. But why is it that some people still feel a little shaky on the economy and the market?
Yeah, and that shakiness was, I think, largely psychological, right? That we had kind of transitioned from people were worried about inflation to now people worried about jobs. And that was showing up in some of the surveys of consumer confidence. And this number is going to be really important because that could change some of those changes that we've seen in the last couple of months in some of those measures.
Is there a scenario where we sort of get into some sort of like predictable rate cut pattern and then they keep on going for that soft landing they always talk about?
You know, the Fed won't say this, but I think that the last couple of months is what you would say is a soft landing, where inflation is down to nearly 2% across a variety of measures. The labor market still producing jobs. This is what the soft landing looks like. And so the Federal Reserve is not going to take a victory lap, but I think they have done it. And I think they deserve a lot of credit for that.
And what sectors did we see the most job growth?
So you both see some sectors that I think are interesting, but also ones that are predictable. So healthcare has been one of those sectors that keeps producing new jobs. Construction has been like the little engine that could. It keeps coming up with new jobs, despite the fact there were high interest rates. And then Americans had a good time with leisure and hospitality up by 78,000 jobs. So people were going to bars and restaurants in the last couple months.
University of St. Thomas econ professor Tyler Shipper.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two Two Californians have been diagnosed with bird flu. And have you got it yet? Your ballot in your mailbox? More's 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
There was a vigil last night for the motorcycle rider killed in the hit and run in Linwood last week. Elijah Long coming home from the food bank. Car turned right in front of him, Arlington and Atlantic. A family with a message for the driver. They talked to KCAL News.
We know you were scared. Obviously, like, what happened was messed up. And nobody wants to be involved in something like that. But you left a man to die on the street.
You took away our ability to grieve for our brother.
Sheriff's deputies still looking for witnesses or video.
Bird flu is on the rise across the country, affecting birds, some mammals, and now a few people in California. They worked with infected dairy cows in the Central Valley and showed some mild symptoms. Experts believe the virus is still mainly passed from animals to humans. Jane Sykes is a professor of animal infectious disease at UC Davis.
Dairy workers are really at most risk, and most of the infections this year, there's been a total of around 15 to 20 cases in total of H5N1 in people since 2022. And following exposure to dairy cows, that number has been less than 10.
Health department monitoring the people who work with animals and given some gear for protection. They say overall, the risk to the general public is still low.
LA County Registrar sending out the vote-by-mail ballots for the general election November 5th. Voters can return them by mail over 400 drop box locations or at a vote center starting October 26th. If you haven't registered, you got until the 21st to do that. In Orange County, sending out nearly 2 million ballots should start showing up in the mailboxes on Monday.
More postal workers are getting robbed. The president of the Postal Police Association says mail theft has skyrocketed since the force was told they only have the authority to make arrests on post office property. He says that thieves are after mailbox master keys, which postal workers carry on them. To open the big blue boxes along the routes.
Once a criminal gets that key, it's an absolute free-for-all. Apartment panels, P.O. boxes, something has to be done. And here we are, we're in uniform, we're trained to stop mail theft, we're trained to protect letter carriers, and the Postal Service won't allow us to do it. The mail theft has spiraled out of control, the attacks on letter carriers has spiraled out of control, and quite frankly, the Postal Service is doing very little to stop it.
New way to file the taxes getting expanded.
The IRS rolled out its direct file system in a dozen states last year, and it was a success. So much so, it's doubling the number of states to 24 that will have access to it for the upcoming tax season. The software works on a smartphone, tablet, or computer. It's free and secure. So if you don't itemize everything or have a bunch of 1099s, the IRS says direct file is your best option to get your maximum return and save you money in filing fees. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Thousands of Tesla Cybertrucks are being recalled.
The problem involves delayed images in the rearview camera that could impair driver visibility and increase crash risks. A software update will resolve the issue. The recall involves 27,000 Cybertrucks. Brian Moody is with Kelley Blue Book.
It's a high percentage, but a low volume. So if that 27,000 was any other car, we probably wouldn't be talking about it. But because it's Tesla, and it's a higher percentage of their overall sales, it seems significant. Just imagine if we were talking about the Toyota Camry and 27,000 cars were affected. That's a very low percentage. But with Tesla, 27,000 is a slightly higher percentage than the average high-selling car.
Tesla says it identified the issue earlier this month, and all Cybertrucks currently in production have received the software fix. I'm Chris Seidens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Google looking at the idea of using nuclear power to fuel the AI. David Welch says company needs more electricity for all those data centers.
Microsoft says it's reopening Three Mile Island to charge its AI. And now Google is exploring nuclear power as one way of beefing up its own electricity needs. Many tech companies say they need more power for their AI expansions, and some of them estimate it may take nearly 10 times more of it. But Severin Borenstein, director of the Energy Institute at Berkeley's Haas School of Business, says it may be worth taking a closer look.
I think there is some reason to take those numbers with a grain of salt.
He points to the last big technology expansion, 25 years ago when the internet took hold. He says tech companies were worried about power then, and it's worth remembering how that turned out.
Electricity demand went up much, much less than was originally forecast.
I'm David Welch, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A judge has given preliminary approval for a $200,000 settlement in a lawsuit against Nobu by a former employee who claimed that he and other co-workers had to work without pay, missed meal breaks, didn't get paid for all the hours they worked, including time spent getting tested for COVID. The settlement to be shared among 430 workers, leaving about $95,000 after deductions. Nobu has denied any wrongdoing and claims that some of the allegations are too old to pursue. Both presidential candidates see Michigan as key to winning the upcoming election. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Detroit and Flint today. Former President Donald Trump had a rally in Saginaw yesterday. Talked about it this morning with David Duilio, a poli sci professor at Oakland University in Michigan, about how tight the race is there.
This is from the AP. It says, haunted by 2016, some Michigan Dems worry that Harris remains ill-defined. If you agree, do you want to expand on that? Because that's a worry we've heard from people all over the place wondering, why does it feel like she's still sheltered?
Well, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me. I think that is a fair characterization for a lot of voters here in Michigan. And I think it stems from the fact that Vice President Harris has been protected, I think, by her campaign, not doing a ton of interviews. And, she did the one debate and she did very, very well. But I think, she's also got this, it's seemingly a pattern of shifting positions on some important issues that are relevant here in the Midwest. And I think that voters are not certain about her. Now, having said that, it is razor thin here in Michigan, and she's doing her best via television ad and a lot of events to do more to introduce herself to voters and to define herself.
So what do the ads look like? I wanted to talk to you about that. How do they blanket the airwaves? Are you tired of them yet? And I mean, the Trump ad is probably, she's going to ban gas cars. What does hers look like?
Yeah, everybody here in Michigan is tired of the ads because we also have some competitive congressional races that are inundating us and
you're
saturating
surrounded.
The airwaves. Vice President Harris's campaign and its allies are trying to work on issues that I think that they feel threatened by. In large part, that's the economy and immigration. And I think that they are also hammering away on the abortion issue.
The polling, do you trust it? And one thing about Donald Trump is no one's ever sure which direction things are going for him, right? Does he overrepresent? Does he undercount? Well, we find out on election day, and that's about it.
Right. I'll tell you, I would not want to be a pollster today. It is an exceedingly difficult job to try and get these election predictions right. And, I think they're doing their best. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But, in 2016 and 2020, a lot of the statewide polls in the states that are going to be critical for either candidate, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, they underestimated the Trump vote in both of those past cycles. So I think, you got to take some of the polling with a grain of salt. But I think the best conclusion I can give you from here in the Midwest is that it's close. And anybody that tells you that they know one way or the other which way it's going to fall is just not being honest.
That was David Duilio, a political science professor at Oakland University in Michigan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.